Gemara says on the top of Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph that trying to describe who the Rav is, a person should seek to learn Torah from. So the Gemara says, "Im dema harav amal hashem tzvakis yivakshu tarim mipiv, imlav al yivakshu tarim mipiv." That the Rav that you have has to be someone who's dema to a malach, who's like a malach. Now, what type of malach is he supposed to be dema to? What do we know from malachim? What does it mean the Rebbe should be like a malach? So to do it, the Rav Rudavin Zatzal used to be masbir, always used to say over that the malach the Gemara is referring to is that malach that we were introduced to in the story with Yeshua and Megillah and Daf Gimel. The Gemara says that the Malach came to Yeshua during the Mechama and he mundaned him. He had tainas in him. He says, Atabasi. He was upset at him for being Mevatel Torah. During the war, he should have been learning. And that was the Tfiyah of the Malach, that he shouldn't be Mevatel Torah, he should be learning more. So Rudiman says that is the definition of a Rabbi. Rabbi has to be Daima to a Malach, meaning the Rabbi has to be someone who's always pushing his Talmidim to learn more and more and more, just like that Malach that appeared to Yeshua. A Rabbi who muns for different Torah, for Bittul Torah, and pushes you to grow in your learning and have greater Hasagas in your Torah, that's the Malach, that's the Rabbi that you should seek. And Ruyim Hadram Lamisha Amram, that was a Rudiman's whole Metzias. He was a person who always pushes Talmidim to grow and reach higher heights in their learning and their Limud HaTorah. The Hafla says a different shot, and what does it mean that the Rav has to be Daima to Malach? He says the chilek between a Malach and an Adam is that an Adam is a Mahalach, an Adam could always grow and reach higher and higher Madregas. Mashenkin, a Malach is an Aymid, a Malach is stuck in his Madrega, he can't grow more. V'nasati l'cha Mahalchim ben ha'imdim, the Mahalchim are people, people could always walk and grow, but a Malach is an Aymid, he's stuck in his Madrega, he can't grow further. And he says that for a person to be a Rabbi has to be a person who is willing to put aside his own growth and focus on his Talmidim, focus on the growth of his Talmidim. So when he's teaching his Talmidim, he's like a Malach, he's a person who's an Aymed, he's not trying to grow in his own personal Ruchnius, but he's putting aside his growth for the sake of his Talmidim. That is the meat of a Malach, that's a Rav that one should seek. Those are two in Yanim, looking for a Rabbi, looking for a Rav, a person who his Iker, Tafkin in life, is to help his Talmidim grow in learning and reach higher Asagas, and a person who is willing to put aside his own growth for the sake of the growth of his Talmidim.